Well, LB 289 is turning out to be the largest tax increase in Nebraska history. It is going to raise the sales tax 0.75 cents, which will tax Nebraskans over $200 million more than they're being taxed today. It also rips off the property tax credit relief fund, which is a direct tax credit from the state to all property payers in the state, property owners in the state. It's actually on your property tax statement. You'll see it right there, credit from the state. They're going to take that, and they're going to take all this money and put it into more government spending. And the cycle of tax and spend to accomplish things in government has got to come to an end. The types of things that they're doing to purportedly try to achieve property tax relief, the state of Nebraska has tried in the past, and it's failed. For example, if you go back and look at when the school aid formula was created, between 1990 and 1993, the state more than doubled the amount of relief that it was giving to schools, from $252 million to $523 million. And even though the state put more than $270 million into that school aid formula, schools still took their property tax askings up by about $100 million. So overall, that spending went up 40% over those 3 years. So we can see that these type of tax and spend schemes don't work to achieve property tax relief. We've got to look for different ideas, such as, again, adding in money into the property tax credit relief fund, which is what I proposed for this year, or the bill I proposed last year, which would have been a tax credit based upon all property taxes you pay. That would have ultimately been a 20% tax credit, would have been phased in over time to manage it within our budget, but would have more than doubled what the state was providing in property tax relief over 10 years to something like $2.4 billion, on top of the $2.2 billion we're doing now. So those are the types of ideas we got to look for to find those win-wins, so we're not creating winners and losers in our tax code, such as what LB 289 is going to do.
And Governor Ricketts, one thing that we want to clarify here is you are completely in favor of property tax relief. You've acknowledged numerous times that there is an issue with property taxes here in the state of Nebraska, and you're all for finding a solution to that. If I understand correctly, you're just saying you don't feel LB 289 is a solution. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Tristan. I have made property tax relief one of my top priorities since I've been governor. This year I propose increasing the property tax credit relief fund by $51 million. That would take it up to almost double what it was before I was governor. And if you look at our state budget, we, between school aid and all the other sort of relief we do for local governments, of our $4.5 billion budget, we spend about $2 billion in that aid to schools and local government to help offset property taxes. So absolutely, I'm all about trying to find solutions to property tax relief, and I'm willing to work with senators on different ideas, such as what we proposed in the past and how we change ag land valuations to an income potential assessment, which would be more fair to our farmers and ranchers. Unfortunately, that bill was killed in a filibuster this year, but that's a great idea we should return to. And again, one of the things I proposed as well is to put in a constitutional amendment to allow the people of Nebraska to vote on whether or not they want to limit how much their property taxes can go up in a given year. That is something that unfortunately was killed in the committee, the Revenue Committee. They won't even let the people of Nebraska vote on that idea. I'm absolutely looking for solutions, but I want to find solutions that are win-wins, that don't pit one group of Nebraskans against another, and provide real property tax relief, not just this cycle of more tax and spend.
And you as well have been pretty busy here in the past couple of weeks, in particular, Governor Ricketts. You have been out and about throughout the state with convenience stores, for example, joining forces with convenience stores and grocery stores, saying that this is not going to help those members out. It's going to hurt Nebraskans in that grocery and in that convenience store industry if LB 289 does indeed pass.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because some of the things that the Revenue Committee is talking about doing is raising taxes on things like pop, bottled water, candy, cigarettes, things like that. Obviously, there's already a tax on cigarettes, but they want to raise it by more than a dollar a pack. And, of course, our convenience stores are oftentimes the place where people, especially in rural areas, are stopping to get something to eat or to pick something up. It's going to hurt those convenience stores as well. We really need to look for ways that, again, we can find that tax relief without taxing one group of people to pay for somebody else's tax relief.
We've had a few listeners bring it up here, Governor Ricketts, that in a way, LB 289 is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Do you agree with that theory there, that analogy?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when I'm talking about, let's not create winners and losers in our tax code. This really is taxing one group of people to pay for somebody else's tax relief. And frankly, it's just smoke and mirrors. It's not actually achieving real tax relief in the long run, because we've tried ideas like this in the past in Nebraska, going back to like the 1990s when the legislature created this, the TIOSA formula, that school aid formula, and it has consistently not worked. So we really ought not to be looking to raise taxes on people. Real tax relief comes from controlling our spending and, again, tackling this issue. And frankly, this is an issue that's developed over a period of 10 to 12 years. We need to be thinking long-term about how we're finding solutions that are structural in nature that will address this to be able to make that long-term fix.